We stand in victory, amen. We operate from the position of victory. So good to have everybody today. We are more than overcomers, amen. We want to remember, for some of you who may not have heard yet, Doug McAfee graduated to heaven last night, Kim's husband. So we want to remember that family in prayer today in the upcoming days and weeks. So remember them in prayer. We're going to be celebrating Memorial Day in a few minutes with some songs and some prayers. And may we never forget. Amen. May we never forget the price that was paid for our freedom. So get a Sunday handout. The tithe and offer bucket's on the back. If you, I think most of everybody was here last Sunday. Sam. Yes, I forgot about that. Yeah. Put a little card with Sam's address on it. His birthday is 24, 25, 26, 27. Wednesday, the 27th. So his address is back there if you just want to send him a little card, or card, little big. Let him know that you're thinking about him and that he's missed, okay? So I cut some little address labels out so you can grab one and go by and get him a card. Let him know that we love him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're welcome in this place today. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. We've come to worship our Father today and to worship and to bow down before you. So grateful for life, so grateful for our freedom that we have to be able to come, and that we never take it for granted, because we've seen in the last few weeks how easily it could be taken from us. So thankful for the freedom that we have in you, Lord, that we can openly serve you, openly proclaim the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I was going to read you something, but I'm going to read this scripture this morning. It talks about the lame man being healed. God still heals. Amen. Amen. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the night there, and a certain man, it just didn't say any particular man, it just says a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the temple, gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms before those who entered the temple. Who sent Peter and John, about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." And you know, reading that, I wondered how many days and how long that man had been laying there. How long the lame man had been there asking for alms, because it said that he was this way from his mother's birth. You know, from birth. And it says, and fixing his eyes on him with John and Peter, "Look at us." And so he gave them his attention, expecting something to receive from them. Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." And he took him by the hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Hallelujah. You never know where you're going to be walking in this life if somebody needs a miracle. Amen. And at the right time, the power of God's going to come through and heal. Amen. And I just want to read you this little quick word to get us into the service this morning. It says, "For this is the day that I set before you. Choose life. For in choosing life, you will have peace and joy. In knowing me, there is joy evermore. So rest in the things that I have given you. Know I'm there, yes, the very present help in all you need. I've not called you to lag behind." Amen. God's not called us to lag behind. In other words, to become stagnated and not do anything. But to go forth, be a forerunner in your day. We, the church, are called to be a forerunner because we know the truth. And it goes on to say, "Blaze the way with my glory so others can see and know the good news of my salvation. The church, my chosen ones, to declare my goodness, my mercy, my love to those who have an ear to hear." And it goes on to say, "Arise to this new day and be counted as one of the faithful. Stand and be grounded in my word." Wow. Great opportunity lies before you. Seize the moment of this time. And we have that great opportunity. Let's just lift your hands. Father, we just take whatever's happened this morning or this past week, and we just give it to you. Know that your shoulders are big enough to carry it, and why should we bear it when you've already bore it? And we just roll it off onto you this morning, that we may clear our minds, Lord, by the help of the Holy Spirit, to be able to come into your presence and be renewed today, Father God, and to be encouraged through praise and worship and the ministry of your word today. Lord, we just have a heart to receive your word today, that you make us hungry to know you and hungry to know your word, and that we may never lose that spirit of hunger for you, Lord, and to have that teachable spirit to know that we haven't yet arrived, but we are on our way to learning and to get into your word and to know you today, Father. We come against every distraction in the name of Jesus. Every distraction in the name of Jesus bows at that name, that we've come here to hear from you, not to entertain, but to hear from you today, Father. We so long for your presence. And Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place today to come and set upon us, to brood upon us until there's breakthrough in every area of our life. And everybody said amen and amen.
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 Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Well, you notice with your bulletins, I had Pastor Shirley print the pledges, and because this is Memorial Day, this is the weekend that we remember those who have given their lives. And you know, it's not only those who fought in battle, war, but we think a lot of those who have given their lives during this virus that we've been fighting, this enemy, this darkness. It's a darkness that has tried to completely cover our land. Mm-hmm. But we want to encourage you today. And we're going to say our pledges, so if you would stand with me. And the first one we're going to do, and Pastor Shirley, would you hold up your Bible and stand here? We're going to do the pledge to the Bible. The reason we're doing it first, because all authority comes from the Bible.
Amen.
And then we're going to do the Christian flag, because as believers, we pledge first, and then we're going to do our pledge is to our nation. Do you understand why I'm doing it that way?
Yes.
All right, would you please stand? And as I would say to the kids, attention, salute. And let's say the pledge to the Bible, please. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and will hide his words in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Now let's pledge to the Christian flag, please. Attention, salute. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One brotherhood, uniting all mankind in service and in love. And now let's say the pledge to the American flag. I'll get my words out. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen and amen. Would you, if you would remain seated, standing while we sing. I think you're familiar with this song. It's called God Bless the USA. Amen. It's a favorite. So just sing out and praise God with it.
Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. To be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.
Amen. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, as we enter into worship, we magnify you, God, for what you have for us today. All across the nation, listen, there are churches that have been told they can't meet, and they've decided they're going to meet. And I pray they do it in a responsible way, not out of rebellion, but out of love for the Lord and their nation. Amen.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy. Oh, sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home, you're not too far. So lay down hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless, those who stray. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can cure. Lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home, you're not too far. Lay down your heart, come as you are, come as you are, fall in his arms, come as you are. There's joy in the morning, oh sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow. that heaven can heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. Lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are, come as you are, come as you are.
You know, I heard a lady, she called in a radio program that I listened to, and she was talking about when all this began to happen, she lived here in Kentucky, but she also had a home in another state. So they decided to go down there because it was warmer this time of year and they could get out on the beaches and stuff. And so she visited during this time. And she said that thing that broke her heart was the sadness in Kentucky. That, you know, she said it's just, and she didn't, what I gathered from her, of course she didn't say this, but there was a spirit, I feel like there's been a spirit of grief and sadness that this thing has brought, and the division and the, you know, and the, well, you know, if you wear a mask, you're stupid. If you don't wear a mask, you're stupid. And, you know, that's what the enemy wants. That's what the enemy wants. He wants us to worship him with joy, whether I do or I don't. And this morning, I was thinking about this, and so I pulled out an old song. Some of you, if you've been here long enough, will remember. But it's talking about the returning of the joy. You know, when Naomi and them left Bethlehem, they left because there was a famine. And I was looking for the scripture, but somewhere where it's talking about that, it says that when the famine was lifted, but it also refers to the fact that joy had come back to Bethlehem. And that when there is a famine, there's no joy. So when joy came back to Bethlehem, Naomi went back. She went back broken, coming out. And guess what she found there? Restoration and joy. Restoration of her family. So that's what we're about today, is joy. You know, whatever you do as Christians, radiate the joy of the Lord because that's your strength. Amen. Are you ready? This is an oldie.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world.
Okay, you can dance.
If you've got joy, you can dance for it. If you've got joy, you can dance for it. Since you've got joy, you can dance for it. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Since you've got joy, you can clap for it.
Come on.
Since you've got
joy. Come on, church.
You can clap for it. Since you've got joy, you can clap for it. Cause the joy of the Lord is your strength.
We're going to shout.
Since you've got joy, you can shout
for it.
Since you've got joy, you can shout for it. Since you've got joy, you can shout for it. The joy of the Lord is my
strength. Now we're going
to sing. Since you've got joy, you can sing for it. Since you've got joy, you can sing for it. Since you've got joy, you can sing for it. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength.
It's a small world.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we were meeting in our little trailer we had on Sunday nights, Miss Phyllis, and everybody would get to doing that one and jumping and dancing, and that floor would shake. Hallelujah. The joy, listen. And since you've got the joy because you got Jesus, spiritually you're not in a famine, amen? Amen? Glory to God, hallelujah. We're ready.
Greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. And oh, happy day. Happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day, I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed.
When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine.
Amen.
Endless joy, perfect peace. Earthly pain finally will cease.
Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive. And oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same.
Forever I am changed.
And oh, what a glorious day. What a glorious way that you have saved me. And oh, what a glorious day. What a glorious day.
Hey,
and oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed.
I'll never be the same.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I was reading in the Psalm 23, talking about the goodness, his mercy and goodness shall follow me. And instead of just follow, that literally means it chases after you. So I don't just have mercy and goodness, you know, plodding along behind me. I mean, there's times that it pushes me. Okay? Mercy and goodness are following. They're pushing me. Amen? Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. I've been held in your hands. from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived,
come on,
in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Come on.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
You know, I can't help but think, I see Mr. Sam sitting back there. And we want to sing happy birthday to you, Mr. Sam. We've missed you. We've missed everybody. We're so glad to see you sitting there. And so when I think of the goodness of God, and when I was singing that, all my life you have been faithful. I know that's a testimony that you've got, the faithfulness of God. You know, and I look back at the influence and the way that you've loved and people have loved you. And I know, I'm just saying, I know you could talk all day about the goodness of God. I love hearing your stories. And we just want to sing happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Now, how old are you, Mr. Sam? Are you 39? Are you 39? 90. Well, just switch that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, we thank you, God, for your goodness. Hallelujah. And, you know, today over your life, and if you're listening and watching, we just speak Jesus over you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know your situation. But I tell you what, we're going to speak the name of Jesus, okay?
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
I want to take just a minute to come against the spirit of addiction, because all you're hearing is you're talking about people that have been home, and you know, it was essential that they be allowed to get their alcohol and their drugs and all that. But I tell you what, God wants to break every addiction, because they don't want to be that way. I speak the name of Jesus over drug addiction, over alcohol addiction, over any addiction that people want to be set free from. Hallelujah. I come against the spirit of depression, that it shall not rule over our community, over our state, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray. We praise you, Lord God, for setting people free from this. I just rebuke that. Thank you for the light of Jesus that's going to shine in their lives, Father God. Give them hope. If there's one thing that having all these services online, everywhere online, you could go to 7 church services a day if you wanted to. As I pray that message of hope has gotten out in a way that it's never gotten out before. Hallelujah, Lord God, we stand in prayer. I just speak the name of Jesus over that. Thank you, Father God. We've got a prayer request here. I just come.
Men off drugs, and they keep on returning back to them. And I'm just believing, God, that there's going to be no more of these.
I just break the spirit of addiction over these people. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know the names on this list. I lay my hands on them in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that addictions are broken. Father God, that there's going to be hope. Lord God, we pray for messengers. Lord God, whoever feels a desire, or that somewhere, whether it's on the radio or seeing somebody in Walmart or down the road, Lord, a message of hope. Just the name of Jesus be brought to them. It just takes saying the name of Jesus for it to be broken. We just believe it's broken. Do that verse again there, okay?
I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul held captive by depression. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
All right, church, are you ready to declare?
Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
Come on.
Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
All right, let's declare it again, church.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
All right. You ready?
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
You know, Brother Danny, I'm going to ask you to do something strange. We're going to do that shout, Jesus, again. I want you to open that back door. Open that door, and we're going to sing that. You know why? It's spiritually, it's the word going out. We don't want it housed here. So he's going to open up the door. And we're going to do the shout Jesus again. Are you ready? We'll do it the three times.
Shout Jesus from the mountains.
Come on, church.
And Jesus in the streets.
Come on.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name of Jesus.
If you want to turn around, come on, church.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
We mean business, church.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Father God, we worship you. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You know, the offering basket's back there in the back. Sky, if you want to get it, I don't know if anybody wants to, hasn't given yet. But you know, someone asked this song be done. But in a way, it's good because, you know, we want to go out of here knowing and believing that fear is a liar. We're not stupid, but we're not fearful.
When he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, come on, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, that you'll never be enough. Fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fears in the fire called fear. He is a liar.
This is so important.
When he told you you were troubled, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty and you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one that grace would never change. Oh, fear is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire, cause fear, he is a liar. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fear.
Come on, church, reach up.
Let your fire fall, your love is all I need. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel.
Let's do that again.
Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Cause liar, he will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. Yes, fear, he is a liar.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't ever let the size of the congregation undermine the power that's in that congregation. Amen. Amen. Thank you, church. Thank
Thank you, church. Pastor says hello. He'll be joining soon. Hallelujah. We got to get written permission from our kids. We're being obedient.